Now I'm going to read for you the story called The Legend. In another moment in time, two souls chose to come to Earth to play a little game. As fun-loving souls, they used to watch the people of Earth living their lives. At times, they would shout words of encouragement or advice to their human friends, but often their words fell on deaf ears. It seemed that humans just didn't listen to inspired guidance. Over and over again, they would banter over which was a more important quality for a human to possess, intelligence or intuition. The one soul delighted in helping provide ideas for great inventions and philosophies of life, a muse for geniuses and those who love to solve problems. The other liked feeling the love and joy of the birth of a child, the meeting of souls in love, and the creativity of the arts, an instrument of grace. In order to see who was right, they decided to go play the Earth game themselves. First, wanting to make this a fun game, they found the most beautiful land on the Earth. They chose to inhabit a land of abundance and joy called Merkaba. Merkaba was filled with beauty. It had all the riches of the Earth, and it was full of kind and gentle people. The only problem with Merkaba was that others living on the outside were extremely envious, and so it was under constant attack. One soul chose the role of a beautiful and wise priestess who worked for the king of Merkaba. The priestess had everything she wanted, and all she did to earn this wonderful lifestyle was to speak the prophecy of the future. This was very easy for the wise seer. She told the king how to move his players around in the kingdom's chessboard so that he would always achieve what he desired. The king loved the priestess because she spoke truth and had the gift of vision. She allowed him to look wise and intelligent, since she was happy to sit quietly in the background. She didn't need the credit and was content to allow her words to appear to be his brilliant decisions. The other soul decided to become a powerful and handsome general. He was the most powerful general in the land and was given the most important battles to lead. Strong and confident, he took great pride in the fact that he could outsmart anyone. The king, as well as the entire kingdom, worshipped him, for all perceived that it was his bravery that kept them safe. One day, Merkaba again came under attack. The king developed a special plan. For this time, the troops that were attacking Merkaba were 5 times larger than the entire Merkabane army. The king called in the general and the priestess. He told the general that he could use the wise guidance of his cherished priestess in order to defeat the attackers. With his outstanding warrior skills and her perfect vision, their safety was assured. The king knew that the other army might be larger, but power was not in size alone. The general, believing that he did not need help, for he was confident in his abilities and knew the lay of the land, pretended to listen dutifully to the priestess. Then, without saying a word, he left the castle and proceeded to follow his own plan. The priestess was horrified when she learned that the general and the entire Merkabane army were defeated. All of their land was destroyed, and the general and many of the people she loved were injured or dead. The priestess believed that the general had followed her guidance. She could not imagine it to be otherwise. Therefore, her vision surely had become flawed, and she alone was responsible for this death and destruction. She was devastated. She felt consumed with guilt, pain, and shame, emotions she had never known before. Finally, she ended her life by drinking poison, but only after stabbing her eyes with a sword. She blamed her sight for ruining her life. The king glanced upon her lifeless body as if he was watching a play. He knew this was all according to a great plan, and the priestess and general had agreed to play these roles. Yet he also knew it would be a long time before he would be reunited with his dear friends. The souls were now free of the bodies that they once wore, yet they were no longer light and joyous. Both felt that they were failures and had hurt the people that they loved. In addition, they no longer remembered their special friendship. They had forgotten it was all a game. They only knew they now resented each other, as well as themselves, and needed to right their wrongs. They had to redeem themselves for their mistakes, but how? They both continued to return to Earth again and again, independent of the other. Each time they were looking for the means to end their seemingly eternal sadness and to free their souls from this perceived prison. To be continued.